AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider, the podcast. We spoke to a bloke today at one stage was going to be a lawyer, and then he thought about being an AFL player, but he's a musician and a very successful one. Vance Joy had a chat to us.
The ladies love him. And also we spoke with Dr. Kim Prescott from the Tugan Vet Surgery, all about pheromones with Married at First Bite this Sunday. Pause and pizzazz. We need you to register goldfm.com.au. She reckons the dogs will choose themselves through pheromones.
Yeah, plenty on the show. I also did a spray on why men shouldn't whinge about shopping, because you know what? There are some positives about it. And also Help Me Herb. He helped a whole lot of gentlemen out there with what he diagnosed as only something he normally has.
Here we go. It's AJ, Bridge and Spider's Name That Year.
It is Name That Year. Three pieces of history. Normally pick on movies and events and music. Spider and Bridget pitted against each other. Are you right to play? Are you there, Rodney?
I think so, yes. Let me just check. Yes, I am here.
Here we go. We're going to the movies first up. Name that year.
If your driver gets his bell rung and a couple of lights flip and loses what he needs more than his eyesight, more than his reflexes, more than anything in the world.
I've raced with my legs broke, heart bruised, eyes popping out of my head like they're on springs.
Was Days of Thunder.
Oh, this is the movie that Tom and Nicole got together.
Oh, beautiful. And they were together for, I suppose, a few years.
About a decade.
I'm going to say Bridge 93. I should have said 92, but I'm going 93.
It was actually a little bit later.
They broke up in 2000. Tom and Nicole, did you know? That's a long time ago.
Well, did they break up in 2000? I thought the movie was a lot, because then the movie must have been around about 1990.
Yeah, probably earlier. I'm helping out here.
No, I'm going to go later.
Okay.
But I don't know what year they broke up. I'd take your advice on board at 2000. I think Days of Thunder was 96, wasn't it?
I love the way you go, wasn't it?
AJ? Spider, 1996.
No. Did you nominate a year, Bridge, in the end?
Yeah, 93.
No. Rockin'?
I reckon it was 1990.
It was 1990.
Oh, oh. You would have, if you did your maths, you're perfect.
I
you're
know,
on
but
the
I'm
money.
Bad at maths. You yeah. know that. There we go. Lovely.
Yeah, very good.
Name, Rod.
Nice. Thank you.
And Bridge wins closest to the flag. Here's a musical piece for you. Name that year. Thought I'd play a fair bit of that because it's a great song.
It is a good song. I was going to say,
isn't that one of the most annoying songs there is?
No.
Okay. I was just asking. Just throwing it out there.
No.
La, 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 la.
No.
Go on. I would never clue.
Just bagged it, so you may as well.
Yeah. Well, it must have been, I'd say, Spider, 1980.
I'm sorry.
I am kind of guessing, though.
You're so much better when you can just keep your things to yourself.
No, because it helps me hone it a bit. I go, all right, different 70s. I'm going to say Bridge 72.
No.
Interesting bit of trivia about this song. It was actually originally titled Brown Skin Girl, but because of ethnic sensibilities back in the day, they changed it to Brown Eyed Girl.
Okay, I like that.
I reckon the late 60s, so I'll have a crack at 68.
1967, you were very close.
Wow, very close, Rod. Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah.
1980.
But my closest to the pin isn't even close.
Yeah. Okay, let's try it. Come on, the last one.
Come on.
Okay, name that. We're going to some sport here. Name that year.
Maradona just walked away from Huddle then. They're appealing for offside. The ball came back off the foot of Steve Hodge. And Maradona gives Argentina the lead.
Oh, I remember it. I wouldn't have a clue when.
It became known as the Hand of God.
Yes. Yeah.
What was
and
that? Hit it.
Well, they've gone for a cross ball soccer.
Okay, all right.
And the ball's hit his hand, and the referee didn't call anything.
I didn't even know what sport it was.
But I wouldn't even know a decade. To be honest, I'm thinking it was around about, probably about mid-2006. No.
No, I'm telling you, I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't even know what it is.
Glory Donner in 2006 was
Maradona.
About 60 and 10 ton.
Well, I remember seeing it somewhere.
He had his heart attack around there, didn't he? Okay. Bridge.
Yeah.
If it was Maradona, we're talking...
I've had a shocker.
88. Bridge 88.
No. Rock.
I think it was the World Cup in around 82.
It was 1986, so you're only 2 years off, Bridge.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maradona.
What did you say again?
I've had a David Crocker.
2006. They're pulling him out of the nursing home to have another run around with Argentina.
I have some big news.
I'm an overweight middle-aged man.
Welcome to Jumanji.
It's a great way to open the show.
And the media, look at all those people back there.
We have more wealth than most Australians. That is true.
Live from Gold 92.5's breakfast table, it's Bridges Feed.
Oh, it's a bit of an early feed. It's just a roundup of last night's telly. First of all, you're looking very confused about Queen. Can you explain it to him, please?
Yeah, I thought...
AJ, can you explain it to him?
And he died?
Yeah, but Adam Lambert is the lead singer of Queen these days.
Well, how did you change the main man?
I mean, excess did.
Hey, and there's a new thorn on Bold and Beautiful. Anything's possible.
Have they got any new songs coming out, or he's just playing the old?
Play the old ones.
Play the old.
So, well, if you got a new singer, what are you bringing?
Oh, leave it alone.
Okay, I'm a bit confused.
You didn't go, so don't worry about it. Okay, so on Married at First Sight last night.
Yes.
First of all, this is a woman close to my heart. Gabrielle, she doesn't know whether she wants to be with NASA anymore. She's the one who's got alopecia, so she actually wears a wig. At her age, I get it, girl. This is what she had to say.
I have to move forward to the man that I might meet out there who does want to love me. I need to go and find that man. I'm checking, wanting to check that you're not it.
There we go. Good on her. She's just like saying, you stop sitting on your hands or your car keys or whatever, make a decision or I'm out of here.
Gonski.
Now, Ryan, who is the lovely Aussie bloke, his partner Davina was cheating on him, and I love this. He has said nothing over the last few weeks, but he'd had a gutful. This is what he had to say.
I've never said my feelings. I'm done.
No.
Fact is, I sat there thinking it was all happy families and it turned to shit. That's where I come from. I was surprised at buggery.
It's like shagging your next door neighbour's wife and then like going over and having lunch with him. Like, you just don't do that.
Well said. Yeah, exactly right. So he's out of the show. Davina's out of the show. They've left. But this is a good one to remember, I think. I'm always after those lines for, you know, when it doesn't work out on a date or whatever, and you've got to kind of go your separate ways. Here's one from Ryan to keep in your back pocket.
You're perfect. You're just not perfect for me. That's as simple as it is.
Like that. You're perfect. Yeah. You're just not perfect for me. Remember that one, everyone.
Yeah, that was last night. And also Spartan premiere last night. Did you see it, AJ?
No, I missed it.
It's going to take on Australian Ninja, but it's in teams of three. And listen to a couple of one of the teams getting ready.
I lift heavy.
I look good.
And I carry us to victory.
We are two badges, one anchor.
Yeah.
What's happening there?
There were some willies. There were some willies throughout the night. They were pretty happy with themselves. Look, I love the concept, and it was amazing what they had to do with a lot of the activities. I thought the judges get a little bit too excited.
Really?
But I tell you what, the teams, this is like talking to people on CrossFit after they've done a workout on steroids. They were very, very happy with themselves.
Out of 10?
Oh, 12, if you ask them. They were in good nick.
Superstar,
yeah, a lot happening in sport, but the bigger news is the fact that the AFL and the NRL, all the trials are underway. The NRL over the weekend and the Titans and also the Gold Coast Suns. But AFL, 24 more days until the bounce down, and in the NRL, only 10 days to the start of the 2018 season.
Is that it?
That is it. Woo! Very, very exciting. So we all can't wait. And look, it's good at this time of the year because all the good players are starting to play. If you saw Cameron Smith and Jonathan Thurston in the tribute game on on Friday night. Even though the conditions weren't great, it was still fantastic to see those two superstars out there.
Yeah.
But the big news overnight is the fact that Sonny Bill Williams could be coming back to NRL. Now, the NRL would love him, of course, no doubt, but he can't join the NRL until his Auckland Blues contract runs out, which is, I think, around June or July, about mid-year.
Okay, right.
So then mid-year, he can join in to an NRL club. Now, the NRL club that's rumoured to have a crack at him is the Roosters. The Roosters got a little bit of money because they let go Mitchell Pearce. So
okay.
It will cost him about $300,000 to $400,000 for him to play the back end of the season. Now, for me, I wouldn't be chasing anyone mid-year. They're favourites to win the flag now. They'll be having full momentum. So you're going to have a whole team set up all year, ready to play a game of footy, and then you're chucking this superstar in amongst them, which can be good or bad, but at the same time, you're upsetting the whole apple cart.
It didn't work here, though, did it?
Jared Hayne.
Didn't work here at all.
And that's the example that you got to go off. Look what Jared Hayne did, and it actually divided the group.
Divided the group, it got rid of the coach who did the whole lot.
Yeah, so look, I'd be very, very weary of those clubs thinking about signing such a big player when, you know, there's a lot of players out there, and if you start, like, a team of champions will never beat a champion team. It's one of the best sayings ever. So if I was the Rooster, I'd be very, very careful on signing Sonny Bill Williams, even knowing how good he is.
Can you do that in AFL? Can you come in half season?
No.
That's a good rule.
We make our teams are locked and loaded in October, and then that is the team that's going to take you through until the next October.
Well, it works.
No ifs, no buts, and you know your team, you can buy into it. So Roosters, I'd be very careful.
Now, look, just hang in. I'm just going to get a bit hippie, but then I'm going to get normal.
Okay. I'm all for it. I like
come
it.
Come on.
Give me a bit of a shoo-wee.
You got to explain that if you're going to do that.
I know. It's one of the hippie things.
No. It's a Cherokee Indian thing, actually.
Okay.
It's a Bobby Running Fox thing. The rain was beautiful. It was amazing. I did a meditation on my deck as it was heaving down. I thought, that's a good way to clear and cleanse. And so then I went, okay, bugger it. Next level. So just in my undies. Well, no one can see me on my front deck and on my in the grass in the front yard. So I went out and I, in my undies with the raindrops kissing my skin, cleansing my soul, my bare feet in the grass. Jeez, it was good.
Wow.
I got very primal.
Nothing but your undies.
No. I got very primal.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
What
it
do
was
you do?
Great. You just put your head up and let the drops kiss your face and your body and it just feels so nice.
Why don't you just jump in a swimming pool?
Because I don't have one and it's not what it's about.
Okay.
It's about coming from the sky, Father Sky, for goodness sake.
Okay.
Okay, I'll move on.
That's good.
So, however, on the Friday it was heaving down, wasn't it?
Mm.
And do you ever keep an umbrella in your car?
Yeah.
No one's ever prepared. Are you prepared?
Yeah.
Good on you, darling.
Mm.
Well, I thought I was.
No hope.
No hope for you. I didn't have an umbrella, but I had the umbrella cover. What's the point?
You know, what do you mean?
You know, it's like the condom for the umbrella. Why do you have them? So I thought I'd had my umbrella, but the cover you put over the umbrella?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, what are you going to do with that?
Exactly. And you know what? I thought when I was younger, all you worry about everything in the rain. You think, oh, my hair and oh, my makeup and how am I going to run in the heels? And at my age, all I cared about was making sure I shielded just below my eyebrows so I didn't get any rain on my spectacles. Is there a bucket of clean? That's all you care about at our age.
Paws and Pizzazz Animal Expo at Century Cove, Sunday, 4th of March.
Your underdogs, AJ, Bridge and Spider, are gunning for a world record. It'll be doggy heaven or the doghouse, and they need your help. It's AJ, Bridge and Spider's Married at First Bite.
Woof. It's Paws and Pizzazz at Sanctuary Cove this Sunday.
We'll be there, and this week in the lead-up, it's like a bride getting ready.
Yeah.
That, you know, like normally this is the fake tan, the facials, the waxing. I looked at Ted, my Maltese Shih Tzu, the other day and went, oh, you need some work.
Yeah, Dogzilla.
What?
Well, all the dogs getting ready for
nails
the wedding.
Nails clipped and everything. So Judy's pet grooming at Tugan. I'm going to take him down there because he needs to look half decent.
Yeah, well, we need 400 dogs because the record at the moment stands with the US at 178 pairs, which is 356 dogs.
Right.
We'd love to smash that. So, Cam, our producers, you're doing all the registrations at the moment. How are the registrations going? We need 400 by Sunday.
Look, you're in trouble, guys.
You're in a bit of trouble here.
Why?
You've got 40.
Is that all right?
Yeah, we still got another 5 days.
Okay. 40. Hang on. Yeah, but you know, the Gold Coast never books in advance, do they?
No.
What do we always say when it's not that good? Oh, we got there.
We got there. Well, you know, this could be a world record for the most dogs married on the 4th of March at Saintry Cove.
Yeah, well, there's always that record to break. That is true. Oh, come on. I know that the Golden Tweed Coast love their animals. Look, this is the deal, by the way. I ran into someone, I don't know why, it's always the produce section at Woolies, and they said, do I need to have the partner to bring down? Like, does my dog need to find someone at the park and then we come down together? I said, no.
It's married at first bite. Yeah.
You come down and then we organise while we're down there and the dogs can decide.
Well, yeah, even for your sake, Bridge, you've got the two dogs. Me personally, if I had two dogs, I wouldn't want them to marry each other.
No, they're like kind of brother and sister.
I'd like to look outside the fence.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
And go, you know, I'd like two dogs to come in and make my two dogs two beautiful couples.
Well, I do want to see. I know at Tugan Vets they've got a teacup poodle and a dog that's 95 kilos. I want to see that oddness on the day.
I just want to see more than 40 dogs.
So do I.
13, 20, 7, 10. Give us a ring if your dog, if you want to marry your dog, you want to put him up or put her up to say, you know what, he needs or she needs to find another dog to get married
to. Yeah, tell us about your dog.
Yeah.
It's Married at First Bite. It's this Sunday and you can register at goldfm.com.au for a big day of Paws and Pizzazz Animal Expo Sanctuary Cove this Sunday.
Paws and Pizzazz Animal Expo at Sanctuary Cove, Sunday, 4th of March.
Your underdogs, AJ, Bridge and Spider, are gunning for a world record. It'll be doggy heaven or the doghouse, and they need your help. It's AJ, Bridge and Spider's Married at First Bite. Woof.
Paws and Pizzazz this Sunday at the Animal Expo at Sanctuary Cove. We're broadcasting live. We're going to be there. Right. And we want you there with your puppies. It's 8 to 7, our latest tweet.
We need them there.
Well, we were a bit cocky last week and now we're quite humble. We thought we were going to smash it out of the park, but it may only be a record in the park.
Well, the thing was that, you pump up how many people love their pets. And, like, people do love their pets. But show us then.
Because
I don't believe them.
40 registrations. I'm so upset.
At this stage, I'm going to have to go down to the AWL and draft a dog.
Draft a dog. You're talking like AFL. That's funny. Oh, wow. It's drafting season.
What else are we going to do? That will get us to 41.
Let's clear this up. You don't have to come down with another dog that your dog wants to marry. It's called love at first bite because your dogs can pick. It's forever partner down there at Paws and Pizzazz this Sunday. And we caught up with Dr. Kim Prescott from the Tugan Veterinary Surgery Golden Ford Drive to find out how it is actually going to work on the day. So, Dr. Kim, do we leave it up to the dogs to choose their own their lover for the day?
Well, dogs are a little bit different to humans. I mean, they do visually see their partner and they look at the other dog, but they live in a scent world and pheromones. So they'll see the other dog, but then all of a sudden they'll smell them and they'll smell those pheromones and that will really get that attraction going.
So we just leave it up to the dogs on the day to find their partner.
Yeah, it may work that way. They might, you know, they'll either get a pheromone that's really attractive or they'll get a pheromone that's really repelling and they'll be like, oh, no, I don't like that dog. So
would you recommend putting a bit of the KK perfume on your dog, the Kim Kardashian perfume?
Oh, my God, I don't know where you were going there with that, with the KK.
Perfumes, I mean,
Fruit
pheromones.
33.
I mean, our human perfumes don't mean anything to the dogs. You know, the pheromones are all, you know, biological smells that only the dogs can smell. So, yeah, there's nothing that's going to change that.
So that means that a chihuahua could fall in love on the day with a Great Dane?
Just by smell. Yeah.
Where's he going to smell?
The Peter.
Bungee jumper.
Oh, come on.
How's he going to get up there?
Don't want to know. Thank you so much, Dr. Kim.
No worries.
Married at First Bite this Sunday with AJ, Bridge and Spider at Sanctuary Cove for their Paws and Pizzazz Animal Expo on Sunday. We'll be there broadcasting live.
Yeah.
Register at goldfm.com.au.
Look, I had a great weekend. I had a couple of Kiwis over staying, Sheree, my wife, a couple of her friends, and I get along with Phil really, really well. So it was great to have him over. But, Rod, you'll really appreciate this because we went down and had some lunch down at the Cove, down at Century Cove, and the girls were hanging around. They wanted to go and look at the shop. So I said, you know what, we'll just walk home. We'll just walk home, and it's a nice walk. It's
lovely.
It's a few kilometres. There's myself and Phil. Mm. We thought we'd cut through the golf course and get home a little bit quicker. So we cut through the golf course, and of course, you know, yesterday was a cracking day, so there's a few people playing a fair bit of golf, and we got there and we're watching a few teams come up to the ninth. And it was supposed to be about, you know, 20-minute, half-an-hour walk, but we got to watch a few teams come through, a lot of Japanese and Chinese playing, and they're quite good golfers. They're all dressed apart too. And then the drink cart come past.
Oh, dear.
Even as a spectator, it's 32 degrees. We thought, how good's this? We'll get a couple of beers and sit down and watch a few groups.
Hydration is important.
It is. So we sat down there and watched a few groups come through and gave them the occasional cheer and a clap. And Rod, as a golfer, there's nothing better than having a bit of a golf tournament and then suddenly you hit the green and there's two guys there with a couple of beers just giving it the old...
Nothing like an appreciative gallery, yes.
Did you do the commentator where they, you know, Rod, they do the quiet voice, don't they, the commentators?
That's right. He's got this for a par.
Oh, he's missed it there, dude.
When the cart come around for the second time, it got to a start.
Hang on.
Two and a half hours later at six beers, we arrived home. So you don't always have to play golf to enjoy golf.
Very cool.
I have some big news.
I'm an overweight middle-aged man.
Welcome to Jumanji.
It's a great way to open the show.
And the media, look at all those people back there.
We have more wealth than most Australians. That is true.
Live from Gold 92.5's breakfast table, it's Bridges Feed.
Let's start off with really sad news. You may not know her name very well, Emma Chambers, but you will know the characters that she played. She unfortunately died at the age of 53. Mm. She was very well known. I loved her. I love Vicar Dibley. And she was with Dawn French. She was the loving friend with Dawn French. And she'd always say the jokes at the end and she'd never get it. Here's a little bit of Emma Chambers.
I can't believe it's not butter.
Yeah. You think it is butter.
No. I mean, you know the stuff that I can't believe is not butter is called I can't believe it's not butter.
Probably, yeah.
Well, I can't believe the stuff that is not I can't believe it's not butter is not I can't believe it's not butter.
You get the drift, yeah. So at 53, she died, but they're saying that it's natural causes. So I'm not sure what natural causes are at 53. Some people are speculating a heart attack, but look, either way, it is very, very sad. Now, in other news... Oh, you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm all ears.
I am so impressed. If I look anything half like this incredible woman at age 67, I will be happy.
Who?
At 67, posing for Playboy and looking as amazing as ever.
Who?
Jane Seymour.
Wow.
You know, medicine doctor, Jane Seymour. Ooh. The British beautiful lady, Jane Seymour. Medicine woman. Remember, she played medicine woman.
Yeah.
Anyways, you should see her. She is she posed first in Playboy, I think, in 1973, and she's back, and she just looks absolutely incredible, like she hasn't aged at all. And she said, and I love this quote, ladies, I feel much sexier now. I think somehow when you get older,
too good.
You do feel sexier. So well done to Jane Seymour. And finally, I think this is awesome. Prince Harry has reportedly invited his ex-girlfriends to the wedding.
Oh.
Cressida Bonas and Chelsea Davey, they're coming to the wedding.
Oh, get a run, that's
any,
good.
Any of your exes turn up to the wedding?
For me, no. For myself and Sheree, we're to get married now. I'm sure Sally would have been invited.
The first one?
Yeah.
And you've got a situation, AJ.
Well, I'm getting married.
No. that's your beautiful ex.
Annie.
Yes. Wants you to be the celebrant and marry her.
Well, I haven't actually talked her into it just yet.
But you're keen on doing it.
Well, she's engaged and I've, you know, suggested that I could marry her and Chris.
Well,
Chris is a great guy. And, you know, yeah. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
I think you're very mature to do that. I think it's a very grown-up good thing to do. No, I do. Hey, give us a call, 13 27 10. Have you ever invited any of your exes to your wedding?
Yeah.
Give us a call.
Yeah, there'd be heaps of people.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You're saying I've finally grown up.
No, wow. I said you always have. I was giving you a compliment. Run with it, for goodness sake.
No, we weren't.
I was saying it's a great thing. No, I always thought you and Annie had a good relationship. Well, I was just telling you in the feed, I think this is very grown up, that Prince Harry has invited a few of his exes along to the wedding. Yeah. I often think, looking back at some of my long-term relationships, that sometimes you're supposed to be friends, not lovers. So yeah. Why not? If you spend a good chunk of your time with them, invite them along.
Yeah, I think it can be uncomfortable for the other party, but if both of you have had a relationship that, since and got to know them, why not? I'd invite Sally, my first wife, to our wedding if we were to get married now.
All right, we've got to Tina from Labrador. Tina, have you done this?
No, my ex invited me to his wedding, but I felt uncomfortable at the time because I really didn't know his wife, so I didn't go. But the children still went because we share children, but we celebrate Christmas now together, Easter.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, it's hard. If you didn't know the partner, I think you probably did the right thing, but it's good to see the kids went along. Thanks, Tina.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, excellent.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize, and he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Yeah, massive issue today is the fact that I don't think men have the right to whinge when they are told they're going shopping with their partners.
Oh, hang on a minute. I'm not even a big shopper at shopping centres. What are you going about?
Yeah, I know, but I know some males get dragged along through and throughout shopping centres all around the Gold Coast, all around the world, actually, and they're all a bit humbug about it and not happy with it. Well, I've got to talk... a reason for him to celebrate.
Right.
And if you are going, I went over the weekend and hours of shopping. If you've been to Harbour Town lately, it's a massive shopping centre. And we go from a clothes shop into a shoe shop into the giant chemist and then into a makeup shop, into a handbag shop. And you continue walk around and then you stop, you have some lunch, you rehydrate and then you go back. You're back into the jewellery shops and the watches and the sunglasses and even the homewares. And what I love about it, then after you've gone through all these shops, you go back to the start just to double check or maybe pick up some stuff that you didn't get the first time.
But so, of course, you've got to think about things. You just don't buy.
You don't buy. So this is where the males are good. I went over the weekend. I did it. It took around about 6 hours. I got home, I know, you don't have to tell me. I knew every one of those moments.
Six hours
around Harbour Town. It was epic. But when I got home, I downloaded... I actually did 12,554 steps, which equivalent to 8.3 kilometres.
Oh, wow.
With four flights of stairs. So I actually burnt off so many calories. I burnt off that many calories. I burnt off 10 beers of calories.
Wow, that's amazing.
It is amazing. So burn 10 off, earn 10. Get home, celebrate with some beer. So you're burning calories and you can celebrate when you get home.
And some big news. Some big news happened on Friday. And this is what happens on Friday.
Libby's had her baby.
Thank you. We did it. Far out of the marathoners at this time.
It's been really tough for us.
Yeah. How long did it take, Lib?
So I had to be induced due to some medical reasons, and from the time that I started inducing to the time that she was actually born was 1:25 a.m. So it was over 24 hours, probably almost 30 hours. So
now the big word there for our audience, Libby, is the fact that you've just let that go. She was born. Libby had a girl, everybody.
But we've got a beautiful little girl, our second little girl, so we're very excited.
How good is that?
Isn't that beautiful? Congratulations, Libby. We're so excited.
Yeah, and we had a baby shower for Libby a couple of weeks ago, and we all put our the names that we thought she might name her baby, and we thought we'd all put them down and see who got the closest or if we got it actually correct. I had, for the girl, I had Sophie.
For the boy, you had?
Doesn't matter.
Suppose, yeah. What did you have for the girl?
AJ?
Sophie.
Yeah. Where did that come from?
Well, it's just a popular name.
It's like he was in an exam. He must have been looking over my shoulder. Look
Why
at that.
Were you both put Sophie down?
We both put Sophie.
That's
crazy.
Weird.
Great minds think alike, Adrian.
That's amazing.
Well, the weird part of this is that for a girl name, I put Daisy, and her name is Edwina Daisy.
Wow.
Edwina.
Edwina, great first name, but it's Edwina Daisy, and look.
Oh, yeah, Daisy for second.
Well, Daisy.
There you go.
Well, there you go.
Sophie,
good luck,
Sophie,
Libby.
Sophie, Daisy.
Yeah, Sophie.
You weirdos, you two. Wow.
92.5. He knows everyone. He knows everything. AJ's Gold Coast Goss.
Love it.
What do we got?
What do you got? You got the lot. Oh, do you want me to kick it off? This is full on.
Yeah, you kick it off.
Now you'd think that Goldock would have bigger fish to fry than have to worry about this. But yep. This close to the games, you know, if you'd organise anything, you're going to get the phone calls. I haven't received my, my invitation. Where am I sitting? What's going on? Yep. What time do I arrive? Looks like we could be heading for a poly punch-up.
Oh!
At the opening ceremony of the Comm Games, a lot of calls going through of annoyed politicians who are not in the VIP areas, who are sitting behind people who are in front of them. They're not happy that they're not in the front row.
Oh, yes.
That they're in the back. Some are calling up saying, don't you know who I am? Why am I in the nosebleed section?
You've got to be in the front row. You can't be in a second as a poly.
So now it looks like for the closing ceremony, they're going to have to try and work and just to stop the fights and change it all around and reseat people. What a waste of time.
Reverse the order.
Yep. That's what I'm hearing.
Oh, what a joke.
So.
Okay, yeah? Come on, AJ.
What have you
on.
Got?
My mail is that the Married at First Bite wedding we're having on Sunday mightn't go ahead.
I beg your pardon?
My mail is I've been told that we might be shut down by authorities.
How can they shut us down?
How come?
It's an event.
I'm telling you what I was told.
That's not ours anyway. It's virtually, it's realistically, it's Century Coast.
That's pause and pizzazz. So they would have got all the right.
I know. I'm just telling you. It's what I was told. It's a very strong mail that an authority is trying to stop our Married at First Bite.
Oh, good luck with that. That's going to make us dig our heels and even more.
Yeah, absolutely no. And Tom Tate's coming down. He's got dogs.
I didn't say it was Tom Tate that was trying to stop it.
All right. Okay.
My one is there is a very high profile local main beach personality.
Yes.
At a local main beach cafe.
Right.
Not only talking with his arms, but as he was talking with his arms, spilt food everywhere. Where the owner, who acts as the waiter as well, was serving up his lunch, or it was a late lunch, early dinner.
Yes.
Went everywhere. So then he just picked it up off the floor and ate it and drank all the dipping sauce just because he could just drink it without doing anything. Not only that, at the same place, while watching racing on his mobile phone, dropped wine everywhere. And this was only late in the afternoon.
What day was this?
Might have been within 12 hours, 24 hours.
Really?
Yeah, so making a fool of themselves on a Sunday arvo.
We've got to be very close and careful with this for defamation purposes. Yep. I think it was okay until you said something about the racing.
I don't know who it is, but all that I know is they made a bit of a fool of themselves at one of the main beach locals' establishments.
Are they too old to be making such fools of themselves at that age?
Oh, it depends. No, they're not. Just under retirement age.
Under retirement age, okay.
Bulls and Pizzazz Animal Expo at Century Cove, Sunday, 4th of March.
Your underdogs, AJ, Bridge and Spider, are gunning for a world record. It'll be doggy heaven or the doghouse, and they need your help. It's AJ, Bridge and Spider's Married at First Bite.
Woof. Yeah, it's all happening Sunday at the Port and Pizzazz Expo at Sanctuary Cove. And to be a part of Married at First Bite, goldfm.com.au.
Oh, look, there's so many elements to this. I mean, first of all, we've got to get the, not vows, you as the dogger Brent, AJ, we've got to get the bows up and ready. I'm thinking stuff like, I promise to obey all of your commands, you sit, stay, roll over.
I know all this.
Give me the ball.
Where are your dogs?
Yeah, but you can register at goldfm.com.au. Let's check it with Camille, our producer. Good morning, Camille.
Good morning. We're on the way up.
Well, this morning you told us at around about 6 o'clock or 6.30 that we only had 40 registered dogs, and we need, we need 400. So this could be the Guinness Book of Dog Weedings on the 4th of March at Century Cove.
Yeah, fair, cool.
Funnel it down, but have we got any more?
We've got 43, so we're on the way up. We're going up.
43, okay. So we have to beat 178 pairs of dogs, which was done in America in 2007. We can do it.
Yes.
But I've had a lot of people on the weekend say to me, "I don't. My dog doesn't have a partner. My dog." It's okay. You find the partner on the day, and we'll talk to Dr. Kim very soon about that.
We've only got 43 dogs. It's only like 5 days away.
The Gold Coast. We just have relax our freckles. It'll happen. We just need you to register, please. goldfm.com.au. And Milton's joining us from Currumbin. Milton, what's happening?
How are you going, guys?
Good.
Love your show. Absolutely love it.
Thank you, Milton.
Thank you. And we hear that you want to be involved in Married at First Bite.
Oh, of course. I'd love to be. We've got a small dog ourselves. Her name's Daisy. She's 1 year old. And she's a Bichon Frise crossed with a poodle. And she's pretty cute.
Do you think she'd like an older man? Because Ted's 13 and he's a Maltese Shih Tzu.
You never know.
He's a good man.
Can you say what kind of dog it was? It was like a Bernays.
It's a cross between
Bichon Frise.
Bichon means a lap dog and Frise means their curly hair.
Oh, okay.
He's talking about mustard. Spider doesn't know what he's talking about. What would you like to contribute, Milton?
Hey, look, I'm actually the owner of a popular 61 Cadillac here on the Gold Coast that I use for some weddings. And it's white with a black roof and I can have the ribbons on it and quite a number of the small dogs we can certainly roll up in the caddy and get them underway with their little wedding.
Oh, I love it.
We're going to be there, so I'd be happy to do that.
Married by Milton. I can see the sign now.
This is fantastic. You don't care about the interior? What if the dog sheds a bit of hair?
I care about the interior. No, the hair's okay. I've put a blanket down, so it's no problem.
Oh, that is the cutest. Yeah. We didn't even think of that. Of course, you've got to travel in style to your wedding.
Yeah, well, Daisy will be arriving in that car, so we're more than happy to use it for some other dogs.
Well, there you go. We've got a dog-a-lack now.
There we are. Now, we'll be there at Paws and Pizzazz from 9 till 12. We're getting the dogs.
There's not that many. We can get them all married in the Cadillac.
Stop it. We'll get them all assembled at around 10:30. Married at 11. What do you think?
Mm. Yeah, well, we need dogs.
Yeah, we need dogs. Goldfm.com.au.
I'm serious.
No, I mean it for the dog community. I need to prove Spider wrong that we love our dogs that much. We'll get them married. Come on.
Paws and Pizzazz Animal Expo at Century Cove, Sunday, 4th of March.
Your underdogs, AJ, Bridge and Spider, are gunning for a world record. It'll be doggy heaven or the doghouse, and they need your help. It's AJ, Bridge and Spider's Married at First Bite. Woof.
I'm so excited. But we've got to get the registrations up. Don't laugh, Peter.
I'm not.
You are. Go to goldfm.com.au.
I'm just concerned. Well, I'm not concerned. I'm happy because, you know, worst case scenario, we have got the Guinness Book of Records of dogs married at Century Cove.
Yeah, that's true. Now, I do know why, I think. Because I had a lot of people on the weekend say to me, "Bridge, but I don't have a partner for my dog to bring down, and what do I do?" I said, "Of course. No, it's okay. You just bring your poochie down and you let the pooch decide who it's going to marry. And it all comes down to pheromones. We spoke with Dr. Kim last week and asked Dr. Kim, what are we going to do? How are the dogs going to know? Is it a pheromone thing?"
Well, dogs are a little bit different to humans. I mean, they do visually see their partner and they look at the other dog, but they live in a scent world and pheromones. So they'll see the other dog, but then all of a sudden they'll smell them and they'll smell those pheromones, and that will really get that attraction going.
So we just leave it up to the dogs on the day to find their partner.
Yeah, it may work that way. They might, you know, they'll either get a pheromone that's really attractive or they'll get a pheromone that's really repelling and they'll be like, "Oh, no, I don't like that dog." So
would you recommend putting a bit of the KK perfume on your dog, the Kim Kardashian perfume?
Oh, my God, I didn't know where you were going there with that, with the KK.
Perfumes, I mean,
Fruit
pheromones.
33.
I mean, our human perfumes don't mean anything to the dogs. You know, the pheromones are all, you know, biological smells that only the dogs can smell. So, yeah, there's nothing that's going to change that.
So that means that a chihuahua could fall in love on the day with a Great Dane?
Just really? By smell. Yeah.
Well, how's he going to smell? The bungee jumper.
Oh, come on.
How is he going to get up there?
I don't know. Don't want to know. Thank you so much, Dr. Kim.
No worries.
Dr. Kim Prescott from the Tugan Vet Surgery. All right, so here is quickly, where are the three dogs down at the wedding? Who am I going to choose?
What are you doing?
Sniffy.
Oh, don't sniff me. You're weird.
Okay, hang on. Let me smell you. And...
Baby.
You smell...
And we normally don't do shout-outs, but we are to Julia, who is in Russia. And listens. So, good morning, Julia, in Russia. She wants us to send us something from the radio station, like, you know, a little bit of memorabilia, a bit of a gift listening over there for her family.
I could send you something from the Winter Olympics. Your whole team.
Yeah.
I can send them home. Well, they're on their way home anyway, aren't they?
They weren't allowed to go. So, to Julia in Russia.
Julia.
Good morning.
You guys know how to say vodka in Russia.
Is that a rod in your pocket, or you're just happy to see us? Help me, Herb.
Herb, it's always great to get a bit of an insight into Help Me, Herb. Mm. Of course, you're helping everybody out on the Gold Coast. It doesn't matter what area, but we've got an email here from Susan in Robina, and she says, look, and this is right up your alley. Susan in Robina. Hi, Herb. Look, my husband, for some reason, he can never go the distance when we go out to parties or clubs. For some reason, he always gets kicked out or refused entry. And I'm like, hang on. Yes. Surely Susan isn't Lisa, your wife.
I tell you what, Susan, thanks. That is me all over. Your husband suffers, and no doctor can diagnose this, from DWA. For some reason, only security guards can diagnose it, and DWA is a very serious symptom that a lot of people... I go through it. I've been through it all my life.
Yeah.
It's a terrible thing to have, and I tell you what, it ruins your night. It ruins everybody else's night, and the last thing you want to do is getting kicked out, you know, not because you just because you've had a couple too many.
Hang on. What does it stand for, DWA? Yeah.
Drunk with anticipation. Sometimes you've just got to start off the day a little bit slower and wait for the party to begin. Like, if I'm going to a party that's at 8 o'clock, I'm having it at 12:30, you know what I'm saying? And come party time, I'm usually on the couch or I'm kicked out or I'm in a cab heading home. So, I mean, DWA, mate, that's all. There's no symptom. There is... something you can take to stop it?
Yes.
It's called water. Over.
From Vance Joy playing the River Stage, and we've got him on the... we got him here right now to have a little chat to us.
Yes, Vance, good morning. It's an absolute pleasure. Look, we do a new segment today called Celebrity Story, which means that any celebrity we have on, you can tell us any story about your past, about touring, about anything. What's your story?
We had the pleasure and the just a great time with my band opening up for The Living End and Sting at the AFL Grand Final in 2016, the year that the Bulldogs won, and which was such a great day and such a great game. And so we were so happy to be playing, and I got to meet The Living End and hang out with them for that week, and it was super fun. And on the day of the show, we performed, and then Living End played, and then we went back to the green room while headliner Sting took to the stage, and we were backstage having lunch in the green room, watching Sting on telly, and we were just sitting there, just chilling. We were kind of like just riding a high of playing, you know, on the ground. It's such a great atmosphere. Like, honestly, just the most fun day. Like, so much anticipation and just getting to see the players before they play, and you're like, oh my God, you're like, I love footy. Like, you just like, you watch these guys, they're all in pristine condition, and it's like, this is the day, you know? So basically I'm getting nostalgic about it, but it was just a beautiful occasion. But we were sitting backstage eating our lunch, and I was just sitting there, and I just felt this really warm embrace around me, and this person kind of putting his arms around me. And I turned around, and it was Sting. He'd just gone off stage.
Yeah.
And he was kind of embraced me, and into my ear, he said, "Great job." And I was like, looked over, and I was like, "Oh my God, thank you so much." Totally like in the glow of this beautiful human being who happened to, you know, write some of the greatest songs. So I was gobsmacked. And then he left and said, you know, "See you later." And I was like, "See you, thank you. Nice to meet you." And then I looked back at the band, and everyone was kind of like, whoa, that was pretty cool. And I was like, well, that was very cool.
Yeah.
Vance, you know, even you telling that story has given me goosebumps. So can I say from my hippie point of view, did you feel an incredible vibration off him because he just emanates, exudes this incredible aura?
I definitely did. Like it was, I'm a massive fan, and I think grew up to listening to his The Sting and the Police Best Of album in the car, and that was always playing. But yeah, definitely like just a great vibe, like great vibration, like just what a great energy and warm person. And
yeah, wow.
He's a shining light. So it was really cool.
Vance Joy, he'll be on the River Stage playing live, and of course his new album's been out for a little while now.
He's just kick goals in the last few years.
Like at the gym that I work out with, his name is Jamie. Has Alpha Fit Company, very successful. Company. He does all the, all the steel bars that people do their push-ups and pull-ups on and things.
The crossfitters, they dream about Jamie
Montesalvo. And Vance, could you please do a shout-out for Jamie, because he won't be able to sleep if you don't. I know you can.
Jamie, you're a great fella. Thank you so much for your support. And look, I'm looking forward to meeting you at my show on the Gold Coast.
I told him I'd get that done. Thank you, Jamie.
Oh, my God. What did you get in response for that? You're getting a few new bars done.
Here we go. We can't see the new bar coming tomorrow. Tattoo with Alpha Fit on it.
I'll invite you around and hang you upside down when I get them fitted, Bridge.
Wow. Most actual ad this year, though, so far, so I'm up. I'm in. It's a sad state of affairs when I don't even think about it.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.